Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 411 for Friday, May 29th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Friday morning, as a rally in Chicago soy oil and losses in the Canadian dollar were both supportive for the Winnipeg futures. Canola was up $2 to $5, the July contract up to $40 at $469 per ton. Canadian dollar, it's trading below 80 cents this morning. That makes exports more attractive to international buyers and should also help boost crush margins. Concerns over dry conditions in parts of Western Canada remained supportive as well, but there is more moisture in some longer-range forecasts. Overbought price sentiment, the large South American soybean crop, and good U.S. crop prospects all serve to limit the upside potential on the other side. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, while corn and wheat were both narrowly mixed with the bias lower. Positioning on the last trading day of the month was a feature in all three commodities. Soybeans, they're up 3 to 6 cents, the July contract up 6 at $9.32 per bushel. Solid weekly export demand accounted for some of the strength in beans, with over 300,000 tons sold for delivery during the current season. The sales were up significantly from last week and the four-week average. Labor unrest in Argentina also remained supportive, but the big South American crops will still eventually compete with the U.S. in the world market. The relatively favorable U.S. weather did limit the advances. Corn, it's down 1 to 2 cents now, the July contract down a penny at $3.53 per bushel. Weekly corn exports were strong, with over 650,000 tons sold for delivery during the current year. Good demand from the ethanol sector was also underpinning corn, but the great Midwestern weather kept the bias lower overall. Wheat, it's down 2 to 7 cents, the July contract in Chicago, down 6 at $4.83 per bushel. Old crop weekly wheat exports were the third smallest of the marketing year, but the U.S. is already over 99% sold for old crop wheat, and attention is on the new crop, which did see weekly exports in line with trade estimates. While weather concerns in some winter wheat growing regions did remain supportive, that excess moisture in the southern plains will likely hurt quality more than quantity. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, May 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.